Definitely bringing you the
Motherfucker Pancakes.
It's a mandate that you tune in. It's time to move out so we can move in and recognize that this is no illusion. I'm here to clear the air so that there is no confusion. It all started off in the book of Genesis when Jacob was wrestling with who he thought was his nemesis. And when the man saw he couldn't overpower him, he touched his hip but he really couldn't devour him. And from that point then we hear a name change, rearrange the game, so now we gotta change lanes. So I'm here to let you know it's time to listen to the Pancake and Power Slam Show. Yo, let's go!
Turn it up, turn it up!
It's the Pancake and Power Slam.
Turn it up, turn it up!
It's the Pancake and Power Slam.
Turn it up, turn it up!
It's the Pancake and Power Slam Show.
Turn it up, turn it up!
It's the Pancake and Power Slam.
Turn it up, turn it up!
It's the Pancake and Power Slam.
Turn it up, turn it up!
It's the Pancake and Power Slam Show.
Turn it up!
P&P, chilling with Dr. C up in the building, up in the dome with Chris Featherstone. am not alone. I'm with the PNP crew. You know who, every single week, chilling with the brew, the bros and the sisters and the misters and the misses and your wishes, the best chat line on the galaxy. It's PNP 518 episode. We chilling like every single week. We lounging. No more public housing. We private. Now we proper, proper. We chilling like every week with PNP. We vibing just like every week and still thriving. So thriving, so hiding like bees in the hiving. Coming together like one. We ain't done every single week. PNP chilling with me because I'm Dr. C. H to the R. I to the S, I'm here with the best, ain't nothing less, the PNP crew, like, yes, movement, grooving, schooling, you with, cruising, every single week, chilling with PNP and Dr. C, 580 episodes, we ain't throw back. We up in the future, no lose us, cause we win us, chicken din us, giving you a spinner, Rooney, or the title, just like John Cena, can't see us, cause we the best in the breeze us, Jesus. What's up, everybody? Here every single week. Dr. Chris here, PNP, episode 580, y'all. 580 episodes. 580 episodes. All right. Let's get right into it. All right, we got Roito. Thoughts on the Puerto Rican crowd backlash. Of course, you got to do hashtag Axe Doc, but I will answer that because that was the first question. All right, thoughts on Puerto Rican. Man, I thought the Puerto Rican crowd was absolutely amazing. I think it was just I wasn't a big fan on the turn on Bianca. I don't think she deserved that turn. I think that she was, she's been thorough. She's been amazing. I wasn't a fan of that. However, I was a fan of everything else. I mean, again, like I just said on my previous show, man, that whatever that was, give me a slice of it because I mean, every single week I critique, you know, Raw about just being so lame and lethargic. And we saw that even on Monday. I mean, from that Puerto Rican crowd to the Jacksonville crowd was almost night and day difference. It was something about the energy in Puerto Rico, man. They were ready. They were a family. It's kind of like a big family coming together. It was like a big family reunion. Like it, like the wrestling part was cool. It was okay. I mean, Backlash was okay. I think if Backlash would have been in Jacksonville, like the Raw crowd, it wouldn't have been heralded nearly as much as it was in Puerto Rico. The crowd made the pay-per-view a good one. And like I said, Bad Bunny's entrance, I'm not familiar with this music, but whatever that was, give me a slice of it because it was indelible. It was indelible. It's one of those things that it's going to continue in the annals of history when it comes to memorable moments. And I know for him, I mean, it's like goosebumps. Like he's just one of those, you know, that was his moment. And I think the WWE dropped the ball by not having that as the true main event. I think that Bad Bunny and Priest should have been replaced. That they should have replaced Brock and Cody as the main event. Now, of course, I understand, like, probably the argument from Brock and Cody was like, oh, well, how in the world would you let, you know, somebody come in and be, you know, main event a pay-per-view or PLE? We've been here, you know, the whole time. At least Cody would say that. Brock Lesnar, you know, comes in and out. He probably doesn't care too much. But, I mean, I get the argument, but at the same time, I mean, Bad Bunny's not going to be world champ before you are. Bad Bunny's probably never going to be world champ. And so it's one of those things, you'll get your moment to shine. I mean, you main event at WrestleMania. Like the previous pay-per-view, you main event it. So, and it was a good match between Cody and Roman. So I really don't think that should be an argument. I really don't think there should have been any arguments. I mean, especially how that Puerto Rican crowd was. I think that you end on Cody beating Brock was a high-ish note, but the highest note of the entire pay-per-view or PLE was Bad Bunny defeating Damian Priest. And plus, Damian Priest, he's been busting his butt, you know, day in and day out in WWE. This would have been his moment too, you know, giving him a main event. I mean, it's in Puerto Rico, it's Backlash, you know, like the next pay-per-view is in Saudi. So this was an in-between pay-per-view from two stadium pay-per-views. Like in Puerto Rico, it's very specific. That's the reason why they had Savio. That's the reason why I had Selena Vega, you know, go against Rhea Ripley. She didn't do anything to merit a title shot, but it felt right. I mean, it's just certain intangibles that feel right. And Savio, you know, Selena Vega going against Rhea Ripley, that felt right. You having Bad Bunny and Damian Priest go against each other, that felt right too. And it should have main evented. I think it should have main evented. It should have been on a high note. The highest note of the night would have been that. So I was a big fan of that. Royto's asking, do I feel Zelina should have won title Saturday at pay-per-view and lost it back last night at Raw? Oh, see. I think she should have lost it on SmackDown. I think she should have defended the SmackDown Women's Championship, lost it on SmackDown, and came back to Raw with LWO the next Monday, if they would have done that. But no, I don't. I think Rhea Ripley should have kept it. I think she had her moment. Puerto Rico knew that Rhea Ripley is going to win, so they were, you know, it was more of like an added girl, like that. That was more like the feel and the vibe that I was getting from the Puerto Rican crowd regarding Zelina Vega. It was more like an atta girl, you've made it, you know, good job, you know, pat on the back type of deal, high five, you know, chest bump type of stuff like that. It was kind of peppy, you know what I mean? It was rooting for her. I didn't get like a, yeah, you've got a shot at winning this. You know, the crowd wasn't surprised when Rhea won. It wasn't a shocker. I've said before that Sami Zayn should have beaten Roman Reigns in Montreal because there was such a story behind it for a year, like nearly a year before that match. So I would have been in favor for Sami Zayn to beat Roman and then lose on SmackDown. You know, but when it comes to Zelina Vega, there wasn't any story behind it. You know, basically her pitch was, I'm short and I'm, you know, Latina. And so I should get and I'm from Puerto Rico. That's basically her pitch to be a number one contender, and it worked. So there wasn't any story behind that. Is my first time interviewing Savio Vega? No, I've interviewed him before. Ricky, what I think of Backlash. It was solid. It was a solid show. Like I said, I think Puerto Rico had a lot to do with that. I mean, I think it had a lot to do with that. If we would have seen Backlash in Jacksonville, like how it was on Raw, it wouldn't have been nowhere close to heralded the way it was. The Puerto Rico crowd was just infectious. I mean, just red hot. The energy was just through the roof. And that made Backlash memorable to me. I mean, just the Bad Bunny entrance was amazing. All the surprise appearances was amazing. You know, I just had Savio Vega on my previous show, you know, just before this, and that conversation was cool. And just to know. And so, yeah, I think because of that influence, it was really good. I really enjoyed it. Mostly because of the crowd. SmackDown Women's title on Raw, the Raw Women's title on SmackDown. It makes zero sense. It seems like they've backed themselves into a corner. I don't even think they know what they want to do with this. I mean, this conundrum. I don't even think they want to know. Rhea Ripley is defending the SmackDown Women's Championship only to people on Raw. So she's representing SmackDown. She's the top wrestler on SmackDown, and she's not even competing on SmackDown. She's the top wrestler on SmackDown, but she's not even competing on SmackDown. Let me say that one more time. She's the top wrestler on SmackDown, but she's not even competing on SmackDown. Zero sense at all to me. None. Zero. Just makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense to me. Somehow they'll figure this out. They'll swap it or something like that. Like I said before, I think that you should have the Raw Women's Championship renamed, and I think you should have the SmackDown Women's Championship renamed. I think the easy fix to it and the easy fix to continue Bianca Belair's streak is to just rename the titles. There's no need to make it brand specific. No need. Especially if you're going to be doing these drafts again yearly. Don't make it brand specific. The titles, the championships should just... But here's the thing. All the tag team championships should be merged. They should be merged. The women's championship has it right. It's just one championship. It's not a Raw Women's Tag Team Championship. It's not a SmackDown Women's Tag Team Championship. It's just one tag team championship, and it should be merged. And that's the thing, too. Like, the tag team thing with the draft is kind of weird, too, because if you do have one tag team championship, it doesn't really matter if you're on Raw or SmackDown, minus having a feud leading into the title hunt. You know, that could be the case. But yeah, I mean, it's just there's some nuances that need to be worked on when it comes to that. I really think so strongly. But at the end of the day, the Raw and the SmackDown Tag Team Championships, I'm not opposed to it just because there's more tag teams, but here, like I said before, man, I think that they should merge the Raw and SmackDown tag team championships. And I think that they should bring in a trios title. I do. I think they should bring in a trios title because you can have Raw and SmackDown both vie for it, and you can have the maybe the trios be featured on Raw, and they both has the ability to interchange, you know, whenever. But hey, maybe the trios division is being showcased on Raw this week, and the tag team division is being showcased on SmackDown this week. I would much rather prefer that than having a Raw and a SmackDown tag team championship. Just have a WWE tag team champion in a WWE trios championship. That's how you take care of the issue when it comes to the tag team titles. SmackDown guys going after a Raw title not only makes zero sense, but only tells me Reigns is never losing. I don't know about never losing, but I do. It doesn't make sense. I mean, why didn't you just have 12 people on Raw? And the 12 people on SmackDown can vie for Roman Reigns. Why don't you just do a separate tournament to crown a number one contender, or the six, I think it was six wrestlers on SmackDown. Why don't you just have a separate tournament for SmackDown to crown a number one contender to go against Roman Reigns and Saudi? I mean, what? Just have a tournament, or you can just do a six-way match, or you can just do three singles matches and then have a triple threat main event. That's all. That's all you have to do. That's all you have to do. Three singles matches. That could have been a full SmackDown show. Three singles matches, and then you a couple bells and whistles, you know, a couple other matches and or feuds that you could have had it within it. But you could have done three singles matches, and then that could have led to a triple threat match. The winner of the triple threat match goes against Roman Reigns and Saudi. There's six people on Raw, and those six people could have went to get against each other in singles matches. And the winner of those singles matches could have went to get, against each other at the end in a triple threat match. Real easy. Real easy. 60,000 tickets sold for All In. That's a lot of marks. You know, I think it's one of those things that, again, I shared this before. I don't see a lot of people from the United States going to the UK when they don't even, you know, sell out arenas locally. You know what I mean? I just found out that someone they're having a show in Virginia soon, and they didn't even sell out that yet. Like, they're underselling in Virginia locally. But at the same time, these foreign markets, these international markets, they're going to buy the tickets because they don't get a lot of events. So you have 60,000 wrestling fans looking for that big pay-per-view event, and then they're going to flock to it. I mean, like to me, this is no surprise whatsoever. No surprise. Because I remember when TNA was doing okay in the States, but every time they would go to the O2 Arena, it would look much bigger. Every time they would have the UK tours, it looked legit. Like it would come across as a legit number two company when they would, you know, have their O2 Arena shows. And then they would come back to the States and, you know, barely fill up, you know, just a small venue. Because American fans are spoiled rotten when it comes to pro wrestling, and we're also and it's also not intriguing to sellout houses. Like, there's not a lot of intriguing, like, we watch the same things every week, so it's not really intriguing people to sellout houses. But at the same time, when it comes to international markets like a Puerto Rico or you know, a, although Puerto Rico's, you know, American, but at the same time, it still has an international feel to it because of the Spanish and Mexican influence. And it's not within the proper, you know, 50 states. It still has that international feel to it. And, you know, you also have the UK. They're not getting pay-per-view. They're not getting pay-per-view from WWE or AEW once a year, you know what I mean? Or twice a year. No, they're not getting that. And so, I mean, just like, you know, Clash of Champions, it was the same way. I mean, it packed out. Like, that wasn't a surprise because you don't have pay-per-views in Wales all the time. Like, Cardiff isn't a part of the routine, so to speak, when it comes to pay-per-views. They're not on the list, you know. So UK selling out, I don't even think it was an AEW thing. I think it's a pro wrestling thing. If the WWE had a show in Wembley, it would sell out too. If I would even dare to say TNA would at least get 20,000-30,000, you know, seats in Wembley, because people, you know, they enjoy big pay-per-views. So that's what you get. How will you be celebrating the GOATs? 100,000 days of champion, I will be getting champagne. I won't be celebrating his 1,000 days. And you just talked about marks, my man. Like that right there, Roman Reigns is champ for 1,000 days. Woohoo! Pop the bottle. We're celebrating Roman Reigns. Okay. Elvis is in the building. What would I rate Backlash? Out of 10, a 7. I'll give it a 7. What's up, Dion? Dion's in the building. Elvis is asking a little bit of off-topic question. What items do I think you should get for your campaign? You mean items? I mean, what about it? Like, as far as just like marketing, letting people know about your campaign. If it's marketing, you can get picket signs. You can even get like, you know, t-shirts and just start giving them to people. You know, stuff like that. So plenty of options. Huge news. Roman Reigns is going to be at Money in the Bank. Cool. Now that's cool. Was cool to see Carlito. Yes, it was cool to see Carlito. So Cody's going to beat Lesnar again in Saudi, and we are meant to care. I don't think Cody's going to beat, I mean, that would be stupid. That would be so stupid. Oh man, that would be horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible. Cody beating Lesnar again. What the heck is that going to do? And talking about a fight, you think Brock Lesnar's going to lose a fight to Cody? I think Lesnar's going to beat Cody and Saudi, and I think they're going to run it back and triple it up like they were kind of trying to do with Lashley and Lesnar. They're going to do the same kind of trilogy with Cody and Lesnar with just a shorter span of time. I think that they should do it at SummerSlam. I do. I think that Brock Lesnar should beat Cody and just beat him so senseless that Brock Lesnar's suspended and Cody is injured for a while. And then Cody comes back, calls out Brock Lesnar, and then you have Cody versus Brock at SummerSlam. But I think it should have been for a title. But, yeah, I think that's what you should do.
Rumors are either Reigns versus Bad Bunny or Reigns versus Conor McGregor, McGregor at SummerSlam. I would not be interested in Reigns versus Conor McGregor. Reigns versus Bad Bunny at SummerSlam. No, thank you. No, thank you. I'm not completely against the idea of Reigns versus Bad Bunny, but for that to be a big four pay-per-view and you give me some type of, you're trying to sell to me that Roman Reigns has any type of chance to lose against Bad Bunny. And then Bad Bunny becomes the WWE Undisputed Champion while touring. And no, I mean, like, Bad Bunny and Damian Priest was a super just right dynamic. Again, it was intangible. It just felt right. And because, you know, Priest is tall, big guy, and Bad Bunny's a smaller guy, you know, in comparison. It just made sense, even aesthetically. It looked right. It felt right. It was a good dynamic between the two with the baby face going over. It made sense. And you had all the bells and whistles. It wasn't just a shoot wrestling match or just a regular wrestling match. You had weapons there. So basically it made more sense of Bad Bunny winning because he was working the leg, using the instruments, using the weapons to work the leg. All that made sense. All that made sense to me. Absolutely. I heard Priest was getting lots of good praise backstage for his work. He should. A lot of people are talking about Bad Bunny, which they should, but Priest is the one, like, he's the unsung hero in all this. Like, he did a fantastic job. Absolutely fantastic job. Takes two to tango. The Miz, the world title tournament, that automatically devalued it. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, to me, what the heck, dude? Like, the Miz? We really thought that the Miz would be in any type of contention to be world champion. Like, really? Like, you've been losing to everybody and their mom lately, but somehow you're a contender. You're one of the six top people, maybe probably because of past resume, but what the heck does that mean in the present when it comes to stuff like that? Do you see Priest or LA Knight getting a future main event after Money in the Bank? I see Priest more than LA Knight. Priest is on his momentum is pretty high right now, and I think it should be. LA Knight, no. I mean, I like him. I like LA Knight, but he's just, man, it's just, he got so much potential and so much talent, but they don't really know what to do with him. He's starting to organically get over as a babyface. Turn him. Why not? Turn him. Talking World Heavyweight Championship. Why is SmackDown stars in this tournament? I thought that the new belt was for all. Yeah, just talked about that. I mean, again, it's just makes no sense at all, man. Makes no sense at all. What's up, RK4? WWE dropped the ball with Priest versus Bunny in Puerto Rico. It's not the main event. Agreed. I just talked about that. Shows that booking is horrible and don't know how to use several talented superstars. Yeah, I mean, there's absolutely zero reason why Priest and Bad Bunny shouldn't have been the main event. It's a Puerto Rican pay-per-view or PLE. They're both Puerto Rican. It's a minor pay-per-view. It's not a major pay-per-view. So there should be no complaints from anybody backstage because this is making the company as a whole look good. And so support it, man. You know, be all for it. You know, I think it was a good call to do it. It's sad that Bad Bunny, I think it would have been a good call. But they didn't do it, though. It's sad that Bad Bunny versus Priest had the best match overall. All the other talent, I agree with that. on the roster. Bad Bunny has only two matches, a Royal match, yet has better matches than Cody versus Brock. I think it's because his passion. I think it was the same thing with Logan Paul, but especially with Bad Bunny. This is like a dream come true for Bad Bunny. Like, Bad Bunny proved that he is way bigger than the business is. But this was one of those things that just that he wanted to, it seems like when people have those dream come true moments or just always want to be a wrestler, it's one of those things, like, I think about it from a psychological standpoint, is pro wrestling gives an opportunity for people to be heroes, people to be superheroes. And I think that just that kitty, just that kitty desire, just that, you know, desire that you had as a kid to be a hero, watching cartoons, wanting to be a superhero. Pro wrestling gives that space to do that. And I can respect that. I can respect the heck out of that, man. I really can. And so Bad Bunny coming and just kind of honing in that and living that dream out, respect. I respect it, man. I respect it. I was at the pay-per-view and the crowd was hotter than what you saw in the X pay-per-view. But if I feel the crowd was so hot because the people here in pay-per-view Puerto Rico had not seen a pay-per-view in more than 15 years, and because everyone loves Bunny. Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think that, again, it felt like a family. Like, it felt like a family. It felt like people from Puerto Rico was one big familia coming together, enjoying their comic book come to life spectacle right in front of their eyes. You don't have that in the States. I mean, Florida's Florida. California's California, New York's New York, Ohio's Ohio. You know what I mean? Like, it's not some big camaraderie that you're coming in together. I mean, you're coming on one big island for people to just come together and embrace their culture and their love for professional wrestling. It's an anomaly. It really is. Like, you don't have that here in the States. You don't have it. I mean, it'd be similar to going to Hawaii. You know what I mean? Like, you have the culture. You're probably most likely still have a hot crowd in Hawaii too. Hawaii has a lot of wrestling tradition, specifically with the Polynesian heritage. You know, with the Fatu and Aowai family. You know, they have their, you know, Polynesian, you know, pro wrestling, and so there's a lot of rich history there too. So it's an island coming together culturally to watch a grand show. I mean, that's what it was, man. And you don't have that in the States. You don't have it in the States. You can go to different states like you do every single week, as you know, in WWE, and you're going to get different reactions because it's different people, or there are different cultures in the 50 states of the United States. And it's not the same vibe as you would get if you went to an island. That was a big difference. Yeah, I did like that. They did the same thing on SmackDown. I do like that draw. I mean, man, look, I've said this before. I gripe about Raw all the time because I think Raw sucks. And I think the product as a whole, just the pro wrestling product as a whole, is just very disappointing. The stories just suck overall. It's matches upon matches upon matches, which just doesn't intrigue me as a fan, someone who's been a fan for 36 years, 37 years. It just doesn't intrigue me by continue to see match after match after match. What intrigues me are stories. That's how I grew to love pro wrestling as a little bitty kid. I grew to love it because it was a comic book come to life. I saw stories. I saw a narration of stories. I saw good guy and bad guy. Hero was his villain. The villain one-ups the hero and kind of gets a little bit of momentum going. And then at the end, the hero wins. that's what got me to love pro wrestling. Now it's just matches and then variations of the same match and just the same match over and over again. It's lazy. It's just really lazy. But one thing that is not lazy when it comes to WWE is their production. WWE's production is just magnifique. It's just very, very good. So kudos to WWE for that. RK4, why do they make Rhea Ripley sell that these women can't hurt her? Yeah, agreed. When she's more powerful than them, hurts her character like Bianca. WWE can't book strong women title reigns. I agree. Again. I agree with that very much. And when Rhea's selling to people, you know, why sell at all to Dana Brooke? No disrespect to Dana Brooke. You know, she's a fellow Ohioan, so she automatically gets points from me. But Dana Brooke, Rhea Ripley. Dana Brooke, Rhea Ripley. That should have been an absolute squash. I get it. I get it that you're trying to, you know, kind of have Io Sky, Io Shirai play the baby or look like the baby face. But there's plenty of women on the current roster that can make Bianca look like a baby face. I'd totally be on point with Bianca versus Ronda Rousey. Why don't you do Bianca versus Rousey at SummerSlam? Why not? I mean, if you're looking for opportunities for Bianca Belair to still have quality opponents for big pay-per-views, I think you do Bianca Belair versus Ronda Rousey. Now, I'd be on board with Bianca Belair versus Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania. I actually wouldn't be opposed to Charlotte Flair defeating Bianca Belair. She comes in as a heel. Charlotte comes in as a heel. She beats Bianca Belair because that would cause even more heat. Oh my gosh, here we go. Charlotte Flair is beating her again and stuff like that. And, you know, then you can have Bianca, you know, try to chase Charlotte and then someone else wanting to be in the hunt. Someone like a Shayna Baszler or Ronda Rousey or something like that. That's a quality enough opponent. And then someone derails Bianca Belair's chase, and then there's your SummerSlam opponent. I'd be all on board for Bianca Belair, Ronda Rousey, SummerSlam, and then Bianca Belair wins, and then you have Bianca go back to the chase, and Bianca versus Charlotte at WrestleMania. Charlotte would come in with a bunch of heat. And she would do a really good job with propping up Bianca Belair. And if you don't know, if somehow this has slipped to you, Bianca Belair is currently undefeated in WrestleMania. So I'd totally be on board with her being the female streak holder at WrestleMania. I'd be on board with that. I'm starting to see it. No difference with Trips running things. It's just a bunch of OMG moves and surprise pop-ups and no stories. Yep. And you can't give all the credit to Triple H when it comes to the Bloodline stuff. You can't get all the credit for, you know, to Triple H with that. Again, you're bringing a bunch of people from NXT for what? For what? I watched Zoe Stark a little bit in NXT. I think that she's great. But why do I care as a main roster fan if there's no character to attach her with? Why do I care? Why do I care about a simple match? Why do I care about you simply going against Nikki Cross? I don't care. I don't care about that. And so if you continue to just have these random useless matches, that is not building your character. You're just winning matches against people who you should win matches against. How in the world is that building character? What character are you? Who are you, Zoe Stark? Who are you? No one knows if they didn't watch NXT. And there's nothing about Zoe Stark or Candice LeRae or Johnny Gargano that is automatically looking like a character, like a strong character. There's nothing about them. In-ring work, bravo, bravo. But you're not doing a good job honing in their character. And I think that that is a super huge detriment to most people who is currently in pro wrestling, period. Rito, do you see WWE doing six PLEs in the USA and six others internationally? I don't even know if they'll do 12 PLEs a year, really. I don't think that they'll do six international pay-per-views. There's just a lot coming, a lot to that. WWE doesn't like that risk of, you know, I mean, yes, they're seeing really good numbers, but there's always a risk. It's always a safe bet doing them in the States because of travel and stuff like that. You're not going to have a lot of international people travel away from the state, and you can't keep having it that frequently because it'll taper down that momentum of having it in that big, you know, that big moment and that pay-per-view that in that market that hasn't been tapped for a while. That causes more intrigue. So yeah, I don't see. I mean, I can see they do two in Saudi a year, and then maybe one, you know, in the UK. That's all I see, really. So I can see three international, like 3 to 4 internationally every year. But as far as six, no, I don't think that's within the radar of WWE. Now, you know, there's always the thought of, you know, having Raw branded and SmackDown branded pay-per-views. I wouldn't be opposed to that. So Bruno's in the house. Celebrity versus celebrity. Oh, I'm not sure about that. I mean, Bad Bunny is a consummate babyface. Logan Paul is a to the letter heel. And I think they put a decent show, but then you would need a vet to carry that, though. I personally wouldn't be opposed to Logan and Jake Paul versus Bad Bunny and Rey Mysterio. I wouldn't be opposed to that. I also wouldn't be opposed to some type of, you know, big street fight between Bad Bunny, Rey Mysterio, Santos Escobar, and Zelina Vega, perhaps, against... I wouldn't put Zelina Vega in there. I think Rhea needs a singles match at SummerSlam. But you can do a Rey, Escobar, and Bad Bunny against Finn, Priest, and Dominic. You could do that. Six man. That'd sell. But Bad Bunny and Logan Paul doesn't seem terrible. It doesn't seem like a terrible idea. The only problem is you need a baby to complement that, though. I mean, you need a veteran to help with that. I think that's leading to a Jay face turn. I think that it's not as overt as it was before. They're still trying. I mean, they're really doing the best they can to really extend this bloodline feud. And I give it to them in a sense, because it seems as if there was just nothing left after WrestleMania, which WrestleMania should culminate pay-per-view. I mean, it should culminate storylines for sure. But they still had some left with the bloodline. So, hey, you know, we'll see where this goes. I've said this before. Full circle to me is Jay versus Roman. babyface Jay versus heel Roman. That's what it was from the very beginning. COVID happened. COVID hit. Jimmy was injured. It was just Jay and Roman from the very beginning. And to me, full circle, 3 years, Jay versus Roman, not for the title. So I suppose like Roman loses in between then. I wouldn't mind Jay versus Roman at SummerSlam, honestly. Do you think WWE should give talent time off to probably give fans a chance to miss them or their gimmick because every week makes it stale? Yeah, I do. I do think that there should be, I've said this before on the show, I believe. I think there should be a revolving door of people getting off, especially in this duller season, like between May, June, and July, those 3 months. Typically is seasons, it's kind of like WWE's off season to an extent. They, you know, they did Backlash in Puerto Rico. That was a, you know, a niche type of feel to it, branded feel to it, which was good. But I mean, you didn't see, you know, every name on Backlash. And so you can still make it work with still giving people time off. I think May, June, and July should be an off season to a lot of people. And you can still, you know, there's still enough talent to make intriguing storylines. A story is a story. So if you don't have the certain people there, you can always do a bunch of B-roll paper footage. You can do weeks and weeks of B-roll footage to still have a person have a presence there. You can easily do that stuff. SmackDown guys in a world title tournament, apart from Theory, are all guys that should be going for Reigns title. Certainly Styles and Lashley. Agreed. I think they, you know, it's rumored AJ and Roman in Saudi. Although I thought he was supposed to be doing it, you know, a celebration for 1,000 days, but it's rumored him and AJ. Again, why do I care? Why do I care that it's AJ Roman? I mean, are you going to build AJ to be a legitimate threat within the next 2 weeks? Like, is that what you're going to do? So you got 2 weeks to build AJ Styles as a legitimate threat. Okay. Doesn't make sense to me. Rollin, only Bad Bunny received the hailing from Puerto Rico, Pop. I wanted the announcer to keep it real and announce Damian Priest as representing Judgment Day by way of Puerto Rico, but no. Yeah, I can respect that. I do think that they wanted to keep him heel, so I do respect the kayfabe part of it. And, you know, I'm all about respecting kayfabe and stuff like that and protecting characters. I think that Bad Bunny really was kind of Teflon when it comes to that, that you're not sacrificing any type of pop from Bad Bunny by saying that. So I can respect that. Damian Priest still could have came out, you know, healing it up, and even could have cut a promo talking about Puerto Rico. This is why I left Puerto Rico, you know, just kind of rile the crowd up. So I can respect that. That's a good question. I think I just recently did a tally about that. I can actually get that too, because I actually texted that to somebody when we was having a conversation about that. I can tell you how many states I've been to. I have been to I can find that out for you quickly, actually. Okay, I've been to 18 states plus DC and the Virgin Islands. So no, I've been to 20. So I've been to 17 states plus DC, Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. So 20, including territories as well. Islands/territories. So I've been to 20 United States territories, 17 states. So I've got In the next 8 years, I want to go to all 50 states. So I have 33 states to go. I'm visiting a state next year for the first time. I want to do a couple of, I'm in Ohio, so I've been to all states that's bordered me. I haven't been out west much. Actually, I went out west for the first time in my life this year. I went to Vegas. So that was 3 months ago. So that was my first time ever out west. And I liked it. I enjoyed Vegas. So I've been to east. I've been a bunch of eastern states. I'm in Ohio, so I've been to Michigan, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Kentucky, Indiana. I've been to all of those states more than once, actually. So now I've been to I've been to Pennsylvania. I haven't been to New York. I've been to Maryland. I have been to New York. I don't even know why I said that. I've been to New York. I've been to Jersey as well. I did media at WrestleMania 35. So I was in New York and New Jersey. I haven't been to Boston. I haven't been to Massachusetts. So that's on my radar. Lord willing, soon, sooner than later, hopefully. Did I know that 65% of the crowd in the PLE were females at Backlash? I didn't know that. That was pretty cool. Cool info. Who do you think Johnny Gargano was talking about when he said he's coming back soon? Dude, I don't know. Maybe it was the Black Scorpion. Priest had a Puerto Rican patch on his outfit, but they didn't give his family, friends, and fans the pop for him by announcing him as hailing from Puerto Rico. Let the fans choose who to cheer. I think you're protecting Bad Bunny as the baby face, and keep it kayfabe, man. Keep it kayfabe. That's the thing. If you fans are so fickle, man. If you really allow the fans who to cheer every week, booking would be hard. It would be so hard because fans are so fickle, man. Tim Bruno's in Puerto Rico was hot. It was beautiful. And the Club Bravo was the bomb. Nice. Gabriel's in the building. Do I think WWE should change the women's title just one world champ and one mid-card title instead of two different brand champions? No, I think you keep it both brand, top champions. Just have the WWE Women's Championship, WWE World Women's Championship. Roland, hopefully Bianca Belair is ready to perform with Ronda Rousey. The Rumble that Rousey won several times, we saw Belair look hesitant or scared to interact with Rousey. It was strange to witness. Yeah, that's interesting. I think that she's grown a lot in confidence, Belair, and having the title for, over 13 months now. I think if you're looking for marquee, that basically untapped marquee matches for Bianca Belair, the only two people that is there really is Rousey and Charlotte Flair. Those are the only main roster, two untapped marquee matches that Belair hasn't had. And so I think those are the two. I think Rousey and Baszler did get drafted. Did they get drafted to Raw? I think they got drafted to Raw. You should have kept Rousey and Raw for Rousey and so they got drafted to Raw. So there goes Rousey versus Bianca. now you just only have Charlotte. I mean, you've got Bayley. You want to see it again, man? You keep giving us these same iterations, of the same matches, man. You got Charlotte there, and that's good. So we can see Bianca and Charlotte, but Bianca and Rousey would have been a perfect SummerSlam match, but you ruined it. I'm guessing the no more post pay-per-view press conferences is a Vince idea. It definitely seems like that would be a Vince idea because, you know, he wants to stay kayfabe, which I can respect, but, and plus, you know, what do they really mean? You know, it's just a bunch of reporters, you know, a bunch of dirt sheet writers asking questions that the wrestlers had the kayfabe answer anyways. So it really didn't mean too much. The Triple H, it just being Triple H, you know, that's not terrible. But, you know, bringing wrestlers in, kind of like what they do with New Japan. I mean, they just kayfabe it anyways. I guess they're going to kick Finn out today at some point. Yeah, I did hear about that. They're talking about J.D. McDonagh joining the Judgment Day, which I wouldn't be opposed to. I think Joe Gacy would have been a pretty cool addition to Judgment Day. J.D. McDonagh, I'm not totally opposed to, because I'm thinking in my head, at least that gives him something to do. Him just coming up on the roster as J.D. McDonagh, just for J.D. McDonough's sake. There's nothing about that screams, you know, push, but if he joins the Judgment Day, at least that'll be something. It wasn't very warm when I got there, but, you know, to be fair, I was there in February, so I was there in the winter, and it wasn't actually, it was really nice. It was, weather was great there. Come to Colorado. I shall. It's my plan. I want to come to every 50 states. I want to come to all 50 states. I imagine if I came to Colorado, Vince Russo and his wife will allow my wife and I to stay there, or at least give us let us stay in the guest house, in their guest house or something, if they have a guest house. Gargano was probably talking about Tommaso. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I can see Ciampa coming back. That's a good call on that. Why hasn't WWE learned from Cena, Bryan, Lashley, and Roman to stop force-feeding wrestlers facing Lesnar when they're still going to cheer for him? Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good point, but I do think that Lesnar is getting heat now. He's just like a aggressive baby face, a heel, like just an aggressive heel. So I think it's kind of working now. Rollins enjoyed Backlash more than he did both nights of WrestleMania 39. The first night of Mania is overrated to you because the Lynch and Friends versus Damage Control match, that match was horrible. Intercontinental title match was great. Yes, it was great. That match was great. Yeah, you know, no argument there as far as just enjoying Backlash more. I think the feel of it was better. It's just the energy. This energy of Backlash was just right. It was right. Priest did get his props backstage. It was cool. That's awesome. Russo lives in Northern Colorado. He lives in Southern Colorado. Cool. Well, I didn't say I was going to come to a city. I said I was going to go to the state. So whoever allows me to crash at their place, maybe has first dibs. To me, the WWE has to test this EO Sky versus Bianca Belair thing out in the States out of hatred for Bayley holding the Sky Sisters back. Fans may cheer Sky Sister over Bianca in matches. Yeah, I think, you know, to your point, Ron, I think, again, it's just, you know, Puerto Rico was cheering for the person, the underdog. I mean, EO Sky was absolutely the underdog in this dynamic. Like, physically, I mean, everything. I mean, like, she was the underdog. So it just didn't, he just really was setting Bianca up for failure, you know, to get that heat, because Io Sky compared to Bianca Belair, Bianca Belair compared to Io Sky is no threat whatsoever. Just athletic wise, just size wise. And so automatically you're entering that with Io Sky as the underdog. So that's going to get cheered. And two, I've said this before, like Io Sky looks like you just want to hug her. Like she just looks likable. She looks like she can just like be like one of the homegirls, you know what I mean? Like at school, like she just looks likable. She doesn't look like a heel. She has a, she actually has a baby face. Like she's a legit baby face. She has that look to her. There's nothing about Io Shirai that looks heelish to me. So you have that, and then you have her size as the underdog. Like it just all made it look like she was coming from behind. So there you go. Puerto Rico is an American soil. It is American territory. Yes, it is. Stop by Kansas on your way to Colorado. Sure. Absolutely. CJ Perry is cool too. Nice. I heard she was, well, I saw she was at Backlash. She was at Backlash. I think that the cheers were pipe in on that Belair match because we can see Damage Control breaking up. I think that the cheers initially were legit. It looked like it. And then they just let the booze ride. You know, sometimes you just got to let it ride, man. You got to let it ride. All right, fam. Another successful one.
It's time to go. Yeah, it's time to go. It's time to go. Yes, she was a big match. Promises you made me right, but the grand friends are saying to be like the villains are getting just in the heat because of the similar dollars and leave the time will die. Let's go Bianca, Bianca, sexy, Sarah.
I like how I did your comment there.
Good point there, Ronan. But I hope that she doesn't get there, cause she is a really good athlete and very charismatic and great in the ring. Good night, everybody in the PNP. I'll see you later. I'll see you.